Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
The value of Nama and Rupa consists in the training that they give to the manas. What need is there to train a horse that has already been trained? It is the untrained horse that is broken through many devices. Similarly, it is to tame the unruly mind that we have prayer, bhajana, japa and smarana. In the initial stages, the horse runs in many directions. The trainer should not worry. He should hold fast to the reins. The mind too runs naturally in many directions when you begin Namasmarana and Japam. But you must not yield to despair, anxiety or indecision. Hold fast to the reins, the Namam. Within a short time, your speech and your thoughts will come under your own grip. Only do not allow anything to come near you that might make you forget the name of the Lord. The profit of that namam you will yourself realize in due course.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 85th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Kalatitaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Kalatita, beyond time. Baba is not bound by limits of time. He is beginningless and endless. He persists when all this dissolves. He is the eternal, the universal, not limited to one country or one age. He is the primeval charioteer, the Sanatana Sarathi. He has declared that age cannot mar his physical frame, and that he will be discarding it when he decides that his mission is accomplished. He is described in Vishnu Sahasranama as Aja and Amrityu, that is, without birth and without death. Baba has no need of time to traverse distance. He can be in more than one place at the same time, as he did in December 1964 when he was both at Venkatagiri in Andhra and Manjeri in Kerala. To create a gem or a jewel or other article, to cure a tough illness, his will is enough. It can accomplish them without delay. As he says, quote, "My sankalpa and its effect are like the shot and the heat," unquote. He wills and he appears as such in Charles Penn in California, or to the Iyengar family in Sion, or to Rao in Shimoga. Time and space is powerless to limit him. He can travel forward into the future and backward into the past. He tells people, quote, "I know your previous lives. You prayed in your previous life for this boon," unquote. He warns men of impending doom, directs them along courses which will lead them sooner into what is in store for them. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 85th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Kalatitaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Kalatitaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who transcends the limits of time. We ordinary mortals are bound by the limits of time and space. But how can God be bound by these when He is the one who created time and space through His divine will? When we read about the leelas of all the avatars, we realize this aspect. During the incarnations of Sri Rama, Sri Krishna and Shirdi Sai, there have been innumerable incidents which illustrate that God transcends time and space. When Bhagwan Sri Krishna played the Rasa Krida, one night used to turn into 6 months. And it was just the opposite when Bhagwan Sri Krishna imparted Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna at Kurukshetra. He condensed the time. Here is a story from the times of the present Sri Satya Sai Avatar, which illustrates how Bhagwan Baba can control time. With his permission and blessings, a group of sadhaks left for the Naranarayana caves. When they reached the Urvashi Kunda, they were inspired to sit in meditation. While meditating, they must have reached the Samadhi state. when all of them came out of the state simultaneously, they were feeling very peaceful and relaxed. Normally, whenever they practiced meditation, they could not do it beyond 2 hours at a stretch. So, out of habit, when one of them checked the time in his wristwatch, they were wonderstruck. They found out that they had been in the Samadhi state for not just 2 hours, but for a long duration of 18 days. The day and the date in the wristwatch was reflecting this. In these 18 days, they had been recipients of such a nocturne experience that in spite of the severe cold and snowfall, they had remained peaceful and unaffected by the extreme weather or hunger and thirst. Bhagwan Baba had condensed this period of 18 days to 2 hours. All of us know of the incident when Lord Shri Krishna brought the people of Mathura overnight to Dwarka while they were asleep in order to rescue them from Jarasandha's harassment. When the Mathuravasis woke up from their sleep, a miracle took place. They went about their daily chores in Dwarka as if they have always belonged there. A somewhat similar incident was repeated at Dwarka by Sai Krishna. Bhagwan Baba reached Dwarka at the invitation from the Rajamata of Jamnagar. When Sai Krishna set out to visit the Sri Krishna temple, the organizers who had reached there much in advance found a huge crowd awaiting Swami's arrival. They requested the temple priest to open the room adjacent to the temple, but he expressed his inability to do so. The organizers were at their wits' end. Just then Swami reached there. A huge crowd was following him and there was a stampede. Swami, realizing the seriousness of the situation, did a leela. He held the hand of Sri Raja Reddy, a dear devotee of his, and within a moment they both disappeared, and the next moment they appeared outside the temple, right in front of the Rajamata's car. This miracle was possible only for Kalatita, Bhagwan Baba, who transcends time and space. Swami left a message with the Rajamata's chauffeur that they were driving ahead and asked Sri Raja Reddy to drive the car. When the Rajamata and others heard the news, they were concerned as to how Swami will know the way to the desired destination. But will not the Kalatita, Bhagwan Baba, know the way? All the other cars started following Swami's car and they reached the destination. After the divine discourse at Mithapur, as they were returning back, Swami stopped the cars at a particular spot. He said to Sri Kasturi, quote, "You want to see the seashore, isn't it? Behind this hill, you will be able to see it." Unquote. All of them crossed the hill and they saw a picturesque view of a seashore. Once again, everyone wondered how Swami knew about the seashore, because most of the people who belonged to that area did not know about it. Then how did Swami know it? On the same seashore, Bhagwan Baba moved his hands through the sands and created a 4.5-inch long gold idol of Bhagwan Sri Krishna, and all the devotees were thrilled and blessed with the special darshan of Lord Sri Krishna.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 85th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Kalatitaya Namaha. The 86th name is
Om Sri Sai Siddhirupaya Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. Siddhi has a general as well as a technical meaning. Generally, it is taken to mean accomplishment, success, perfection and prosperity. Baba is Siddhirupa, that is to say, an embodiment of all these. What he wills has to come to pass. What he utters has to take effect without delay or diminution. Baba has come to lead man back into the ways of God, and so he always works for the good of man. His utterances are all purifying and beneficial. Siddhi also means the superhuman facilities won through yogic exercises, but Baba had them even as a child. He invokes them as his very nature for the good of man. He says that they are the natural equipment of divinity and should not be confused with the skills and tricks that are acquired by yogis after undergoing certain exercises. Some ignorant persons say that such siddhis will hinder the spiritual development of Baba, as if they are siddhis acquired by him, as if he is a sadhaka, an aspirant or a practitioner. Baba is the goal of sadhakas and the personification of all siddhis. He has come to cure those who are afflicted with pride that they possess siddhis, and those whose heads are so swollen that they venture to judge the divine itself. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 86th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotra Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Siddhirupaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Siddhi Rupaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is the embodiment of all accomplishments. The scriptures explain the Mahasiddhis or great powers to be Anima, Mahima, Garima, Laghima, Prapti, Prakamya, Ishita and Vashita. They are attained by yogis as the result of prolonged sadhana over many years. But the Sankalpa Siddhi of the Sai Avatar is very different from all these siddhis. The power of Bhagwan Baba is a spontaneous divine expression. Bhagwan constantly uses this power for the welfare of the people. In the Shirdi incarnation, Sainath exhibited his mastery over all these 8 siddhis. In the 10th chapter of the Sri Shirdi Sai Satcharitra, it has been described as follows. Quote, Baba slept on a wooden plank about 4 arms in length and only a span in breadth. It was tied like a swing to the rafters of the masjid with rags. The rags were so thin and worn out that it was a wonder how they could even bear or support the weight of the plank itself, let alone the weight of Baba. But somehow or the other, it was Baba's sheer leela that the worn-out rags did sustain the plank, with Baba's weight on it. On the 4 corners of this plank, Baba lighted earthen lamps which were kept burning all night. It was a sight for the gods to see how Baba moved up and down the plank which was hanging in mid-air. To the one who is above gunas, how can any physical object obstruct him? Baba had all the 8 Mahasiddhis or great powers at his command. He never craved or labored for them. They came to him naturally as a result of his perfection. Unquote. In the present Sri Satya Sai Avatar, the devotees have experienced the Siddhi Rupa of Swami on many occasions. Years ago, when Swami was once bitten by a snake, he touched a devotee who was beside him, and it was as if Swami's Mahasiddhi manifested in that devotee for a short span. Just like Swami, the devotee's hand started moving in a circular motion and a medicinal herb appeared in his palm. He gave the herb to Swami and instantly the effect of the poison disappeared. The devotee was completely unaware of what was happening. He only felt a slight twinge of pain for a few moments while the herb manifested in his palm. The great philosopher Sri T. S. Bharade had said, quote, "Sri Satyasai's Mahasiddhi is such that the reality of his miracles can easily convince even a hardcore rationalist intellectual who generally disbelieves miracles. All this goes to show the powerful effect of the Atma Shakti on the Jada Shakti." Unquote.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 86th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Siddhi Rupaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.